Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is an itinerant preacher doing retreats, parish missions, and other pulpit preaching, and is a member of the Caldwell Dominicans. Her preaching today is entitled, Chairs and Keys.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of God. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The chair of St. Peter. It's a funny feast, isn't it? A chair. The cathedra. The chair, the symbol of the authority of a bishop. And Jesus offers us another symbol of authority, the keys. Jesus gives Peter keys of forgiveness, keys of opening doors, undoing shackles, keys leading to freedom. These are but symbols of the leadership Jesus requires. In the letter from Peter, we hear what a bishop, what any leader in ministry, acts like. Overseeing with compassion, leading not by constraint or force, and certainly not for money or other forms of pay, leading by example. And by our baptism, we've been given the challenge to lead others to Christ. Our leadership is exercised in countless ways, but the focus of our leadership is always the same: to reveal the reign of God. Let's look at our keys and our chairs. Some of us are given keys that unlock the shackles of ignorance, opening doors to freedom for exploring the world, finding new ways of living together in peace. Others have keys in the shape of words from a pulpit, words proclaiming God's presence, God's grace in ordinary lives. Still others hold the keys that open medicine chests, offering healing for ailments binding people from living in dignity that's freed from pain. Jesus offers keys to unlock the shackles of all sorts, and these keys are in the shape of prayers offered hour by hour in quiet convents and monasteries by faithful people who never see the ones their prayers set free. Keys and chairs, symbols of authority. So on this Feast of Peter's chair, look at the chairs in which we sit. Classroom and office desk chairs. Hospital bedside chairs. Laboratory stools. Car seats. Kitchen stools, rocking chairs, oh, so many more. Where we sit signifies the authority given to us. So today, we reflect on how we occupy these seats and use these keys in compassion, care, wisdom, and love for all those we accompany in our daily ministry.